So this patient clearly has rheumatoid arthritis, okay? And what you need to know is two things here. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis in and of itself, as the autoimmune disease that it is, can cause a restrictive lung disease called rheumatoid lung, okay? And then on top of that, methotrexate, the first line DMARD used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, can cause pulmonary fibrosis. So when a patient with rheumatoid arthritis develops pulmonary fibrosis, sometimes you don't even know whether it's the rheumatoid arthritis itself or the methotrexate that's responsible for the pulmonary fibrotic changes, but probably a bit of both, right? That makes sense. But the bottom line is we can read this short vignette and say, okay, likely this patient has pulmonary fibrosis, which is restrictive lung disease. Then we look at the answer choices and we know that choice D, normal FEV1 over FVC is correct. It can be either normal or increased in restrictive lung disease. It would be decreased in obstructive lung disease. The reason FEV1 over FVC is normal or increased in restrictive lung disease is because of a term called radial traction. The fibrosis is sticky on the outside of the airways, okay? Colloquially, we can say it's sticky, so the airways don't close as easily as they could theoretically when we breathe out during that first second. So our FEV1 is not as low as it would be in a condition that does not have radial traction, like an obstructive lung disease. So look at the other answer choices. Decreased serum bicarbonate, that doesn't make sense. If you were to get caught up in the acid-base stuff and say, like this patient has lung disease, could they be, or could he or she, I guess in this case it's a woman, could she be a chronic CO2 retainer, such as in COPD, right? Even if that were the case, even if we were to start to make an argument in that direction, if we had a chronic respiratory acidosis, we would expect the serum bicarb to be elevated, not decreased. And you're not going to have a, unless you have a primary metabolic acidosis, no reason to assume that here. Methotrexate should not be given to those who have renal insufficiency. It can lead to lactic acidosis. But yeah, in this case, there's no reason to think that the bicarb would be decreased in particular. So, curly B lines, choice C, those are a chest X-ray finding that can be seen in heart failure, just an obscurity. You don't need to be a radiologist and be like, "Ooh, wow, those are curly B lines on the chest X-ray," but you can just see them and be like, "Okay, that term is something I could." If this patient had a dilated cardiomyopathy with pulmonary edema, okay, they told you dilated. Or an enlarged cardiac silhouette, S3 heart sound, crackles in the lungs, like you knew you were dealing with pulmonary edema and heart failure, then we could say curly B lines is correct. Paradoxical splitting of S2, that means A2 occurs after P2. The aortic valve closes after the pulmonic valve, which is the opposite of what normally occurs. So that'll happen in left ventricular hypertrophy when the left ventricular pressure is very high. There's no reason we'd have high left ventricular pressure here. If anything, we could theoretically have right heart failure, cor pulmonale ensuing from pulmonary hypertension from fibrotic lung disease, which would give us a wide splitting of S2, where we get high pressure in the right ventricle and P2 closes late. So wide splitting of S2, that would be right ventricular hypertrophy, and paradoxical splitting is left ventricular hypertrophy. That's it.